Welcome, everyone, to another edition of The Good Stuff. Mike and Kim along with you on your local radio station, and glad that you tuned in for the next few minutes where we bring you some good stuff. The Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board invites you to visit Cherry County, Nebraska. Yep, that's where we're at, right in Ballantyne, Nebraska. They have the number one canoeing river for adventures in the Midwest right now. Also, for tubes, kayaks, canoes, Backpack Magazine said, hey, it's the top 10 in the country. International Dark Skies out at Merritt Reservoir and home of the Nebraska Star Party. Find out lots more at visitballantyne.com.
And Tri-State Livestock News. They're not flashy, full color, fancy. No, they focus on what matters, providing you with the latest in agriculture news. And you know what? Readers appreciate it. They come to Tri-State Livestock News for one thing, valuable, timely information about the industry. I'm sure you'll embrace their rancher style once you see the content. Check them out online, tsln.com.
Tri-State Livestock News. It is what ranchers read.
So
and Kim,
true.
What do you have today?
I have a little story about Old Glory.
Old Glory. Of course, we're working on the 4th of July week.
That's
now.
Right. It's Thursday. 4th of July.
That is.
Yep, that's right. If Old Glory could talk, she would probably say something like this. I was born July 4th, 1776, and I was bred right because the Declaration of Independence is my birth certificate. I am many things and many people. I am America. I am 250 million people and the ghosts of millions who have lived and died for me. I remember the Alamo, the Maine, and Pearl Harbor. And when freedom called, I answered and I stayed until it was over. Over there. I left my heroic dead in Flanders Field, on the bleak slopes of Korea, in the steaming jungles of Vietnam, in the sands of Saudi Arabia. I am the Brooklyn Bridge, the grass country of the West, the Golden Gate Bridge, and a small child playing cowboys and Indians in a large city. I am a nation's capital, a library, a World Series, and a rodeo. I am 300,000 churches where my people worship as they think best. I am the roar of a crowd in a stadium and the voice of a choir in a cathedral. I am a religious nation. I was conceived in freedom, and God willing, in freedom I'll spend the rest of my days. May my people always keep the integrity, the courage, and the speech to keep me free, and a beacon of hope to the world. Yes, this is what I would say if I could talk. Old Glory.
Well, I have something to go along with that. It's called Just the Story of the Day, Boyhood Dreams, and the author is unknown on this. A boy once said to God, I know what I want to be when I grow up. He proceeded to give God his list, to live in a big house with two St. Bernards, to marry a tall, blue-eyed woman, to have three sons, and who one will be a senator, one will be a scientist, the other a quarterback. He also wanted to be a mountain climber and drive a red Ferrari. As it turned out, the boy hurt his knee one day while playing football. He could no longer climb trees, much less mountains. And he married a beautiful and kind woman who was short but with brown eyes. Because of his business, he lived in an apartment in the city and usually rode the subway. He had three loving daughters, and they adopted a fluffy cat. One daughter became a nurse, one an artist, and the third a music teacher. One morning, the man awoke and remembered his boyhood dream. He became extremely depressed. Heartbroken, he called out to God, Remember, when I was a boy and I told you all the things I wanted, why didn't you give me those things? I could have, God said, but I wanted to make you happy. That is the story of the day called A Boyhood Dream. The author is unknown, but thought we'd share that with you today on The Good Stuff.
Here's something, Mike. Groups of American seniors were traveling by a tour bus through Holland.
Wow.
As they stopped at a cheese farm, a young guide led them through the process of cheese making, explaining that goat's milk was used in some of the cheeses. She showed the group a lovely hillside where many goats were grazing. These, she explained, are the older goats. We put them out to pasture when they no longer produce. She then asked, What do you do in America with your old goats? A spry old gentleman answered, They send us on bus tours.
That's why we're here, right?
That's right.
Folks, if you have something to share on The Good Stuff, please include that in an email to kimhburge@gmail.com. Include the name of the author, or if it's something original, put your name down on there, and we'll give you credit, where credit is due, of course. And thanks for tuning in to The Good Stuff.